Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
You cannot be full of God if you don't thirst for God. You cannot be full of God if you don't hunger for God. Most afflictions, most hardship, most darkness in your life, it will suck that hunger and that thirst for God out of your life. I want to talk to you about your need to be thirsty and to be hungry for a living God. The Bible says that Jesus, when you look at Jesus, or you look at the profile of Jesus, or you look at the profile of David, David was a king. Jesus was the savior of the earth, and David was a king. But I want you to understand what he just wrote. And he wrote in the book of Psalms how thirsty and how hungry he was for God. But nothing in David's life, not position, not power, not busyness, could change his divine connection that he had for God. Although David was a king, he was the king of Israel, and nothing in his life could change the fact that he was very connected to God. Although he was a king, he was busy. His position did not disconnect him from the presence of God. Quite the contrary. His thirst and his hunger for God continued. So nothing in his life distracted him from becoming hungry and from being thirsty for a living God. He maintained a divine connection with his Father in heaven. Nothing could take him away from the love of God. And David, despite what he owned, he was a king. He was wealthy. He had land. He had cattle. No matter what David owned, it could never take him away from being hungry and thirsty for God. He would dance before the presence of God, even despite persecutions. He had to hide in caves because David went also through hardships. He went through darkness. He went through traumas. He went through bitter moments. He had to fight battles. He had to conquer giants. He had to defeat the Philistines. They were constantly coming at him. But nothing in his life could keep him away from being thirsty and hungry for the living God. Although he had to fight battles, although men were after him and wanted to kill him, David did not stop being hungry and thirsty for the living God. David was the king of Israel. He was a busy person. And even his busyness did not keep him from saying, "Oh God, you are my God. You are everything to me. I am thirsty for you. I am hungry for you. Day and night, I look for you and I look for your presence." Nothing could keep David from loving God, from serving God, from looking for God, from being thirsty for God, from being hungry for God. He said, "God, oh God, earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you." Not just my spirit. He said, "My mind longs for you. My heart longs for you. My spirit longs for you." And on one occasion, Peter, he says of David, David is the king, David is the patriarch, and then he says, but David is hungry, and David is thirsty for God. So the prerequisite for you to be full of God is you must be hungry, and you must be thirsty for God. If you are not thirsty for God, he cannot fill you, because there's other things that are filling you. And here's David, and he says, despite what I go through, despite the valley, despite what I have to face in life, that is not going to keep me from being hungry and thirsty for the living God. Every day, day and night, I thirst for God. He was thirsty for God. He was hungry for God. He wanted the presence of God. He desired the presence of God. On one occasion in Psalm chapter 51, we find there that David has just fallen with Bathsheba, and he's repenting before God, and he has just confronted Nathan, the prophet, who has told David and confronted and exposed David of the sin that he's just committed. And Nathan moment when he comes to him, the response of David in Psalm chapter 51. David goes before God, and you know what he says? He's not angry at Nathan for exposing him. He's not angry at Nathan for saying, well, it's none of your business. He's not angry at Nathan because Nathan wants to expose his sin. He's not angry at Nathan because Nathan wants him strong in God. No, you know what David's response is? This man who is hungry, this man who is thirsty for God, he says, don't let your spirit depart from me. Whatever you do, God, do not let your spirit depart from me. Take the kingdom if you want. Take the kingdom if you desire it. But I want you to know, God, that I don't want you to take your spirit from me. And even though I have to walk through hardship, do not take your spirit from me. I need your presence. I've got to have your glory. I ask you, God, and beg you, despite my sin, don't take your presence from me. He said, take the kingdom if you want. Take whatever you want. But whatever you do, do not take your presence from me. Look at the heart of David. He is confronted by Nathan. How many times has God confronted you about things and your response is not like David's? You're angry because somebody called something out on you. You get exposed about something and now it bugs you. That is a heart issue. David said, Nathan, I have committed that sin. But God, I am asking you, do not take your presence from me, whatever you do. His hunger was so profound. His thirst was so profound for God that it caused him to have so many encounters with God. He had such a profound relationship, a thirst for God, a hunger for God, that on one occasion, here's David, and he says this, I saw my Lord tell my Lord. In other words, what David was saying, he was saying, I saw my Lord tell the Lord. He was speaking of the resurrection of Jesus. He was speaking about the government of Jesus. He was, in other words, so connected to his God because of his hunger, because of his thirst. He was so connected and in tune and in line with heaven that he was already seeing the resurrection of Jesus before it even had ever happened. In other words, David was accelerated in the spirit. David could see ahead. David could see things before they even occurred. Why? David was accelerated in the spirit because hunger and thirst for God will cause you to be full of God and will cause you to be accelerated in the spirit realm. David could see ahead. He could see the resurrection of Jesus. He could see the government of Jesus, all because he had a hunger and a thirst for God. What is God telling you this morning? Don't lose your thirst and your hunger for God. This is what I feel in my spirit. Many of you have lost your hunger for God. Many of you have lost your thirst for God. But today the Spirit of God is going to awaken you. And I declare today by the power of God that you're going to begin to get hungry again. You're going to get thirsty again. That perhaps in life you got distracted. Maybe something intercepted you. But today I am stirring up something in your spirit through the utterances of my mouth, through every word that is being articulated this morning. I declare and decree that you are going to have a hunger for God again, a thirst for God again. You're going to burn for God again. You're going to say, God, I have thirsted other things. I have desired everything, but I need you and I want you. Give him a big praise. Give him a big praise. You know what David said? David said, early in the morning will I seek you. He said, early will I seek you. He said, because my soul is thirsty for you. He didn't say his spirit. He said his soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Sometimes the soul is thirsty for a lot of things. But what God is saying through David is that your soul needs to thirst for God again. Because your emotions, truth be told, in the times that we are living in, sometimes the enemy will intercept you and want to contaminate you, pollute you, oppress you, get you sad, get you discouraged. But David said, early in the morning, before I get out of bed, before I even go anywhere, I've got to thirst for God. My soul needs you. My soul has to have you. My emotions have to have you. My mind has to have you. My spirit has to have you. My whole being has to have you. You know, when you look at the Bible, you have a lot of wonderful patriarchs. Moses was a great patriarch. Moses was great. David did not open up the Red Sea like Moses did. David did not see what Ezekiel saw. But when you look at the profile of David, he's probably one of my most favorite profiles in the Bible. Because he may not have opened up the Red Sea, but David had something that we all need. He was thirsty constantly and hungry for the living God. He found the secret. He found the key to living a successful life through every valley. He found the secret that you and I need to be able to walk in times of tribulation. He found the secret to not be bound with oppression. He knew how to search for God and be filled with God. But to be full of God, shout to be full of God, you're going to need to be thirsty and you're going to need to be hungry again. Because you cannot be full of God when you are not thirsty for God, when you are not hungry for God. Think about the last time that you really desired God in a very deep and profound way. Think about the last time that you prayed a prayer like David. My soul thirsts for you. My heart is burning for you. I need you, God, every single day. He said, early in the morning, I will seek you. He didn't say, I'm going to give you my leftovers. He didn't say, hey, I'm going to seek you whenever I can. Hey, I'm going to seek you whenever I'm going through something. No, he said, early in the morning, I'm going to seek you. Early in the morning, I'm going to look for you. When was the last time your heart yearned for God that way, early in the morning? He says, what makes me get up, this is what David was saying, what makes me get up in the morning is not the crown you have given me. What gets me up in the morning is not the kingdom that you have blessed me with, God. What gets me up in the morning is not the silver and the gold. What gets me up in the morning is not the blessings that you have given me. What gets me up in the morning is that I am so hungry and I am so thirsty for the living God. I want to ask somebody today, has that been your prayer? Or you get up in the morning because silver and gold has your heart? Or is there something that's got your heart? Or what gets you up in the morning is saying, God, I am thirsty for you. I am hungry for you. I'm going to get up to seek you. What gets you up in the morning? Because if it's not God, then you are no longer full of God. And if we are going to pray and minister you this morning, you're going to find yourself getting delivered. Because whenever you are full of God, nothing that stands in the way of God can live there. Everything that is there that oppresses you, that hinders you, that discourages you, that makes you sad, has got to evacuate and be eradicated when the presence of God begins to fill you. And it fills you, and it fills you, and it fills you, and it fills you. Yes, Holy Spirit. Some of you can't even get up to pray because you know what has you? Your laziness. Your laziness has you. And if you got honest with God, then that is an indication, hear me, that you are no longer thirsty and you are no longer hungry for the living God. David said, early in the morning, what gets me up, what wakes me up, what gets me going, what charges me up, the gasoline, what the power, the motor in my life, it is that I'm thirsty for God. It is that I am hungry for God. That's what makes me get up. And then he says this, in a hard place, in an arid place, look what he says, where there is no water, where it's dry. Look what he says. One translation says it like this, where in an arid place, I will see your glory. In a dry place, I'm going to see your glory. He was saying, in the dry places, I crave you. Wow. In the dry place, I long for you. In the dry place, I desire you. It is there I will see your glory. He was saying, I see your glory in the deserts of my life. Look what his hunger provoked. And look what his thirst provoked. He didn't say, oh, all I see is darkness. No, he said, in the darkness, I see your glory. He will say, in this arid, dry season of my life, I see your glory. In the dryness of my life, I can see something that other people can't see. Because this thirst and this hunger is provoking something. I'm able to see ahead of what others cannot see. I see, I know everybody sees dryness, but I see his glory. I know it looks like a valley, but I see his glory. I know that you don't understand it, but I see the glory of God. He said, in the dryness, that is where I see his glory. I see his glory in the hardships. I see his glory in the trial. I see his glory in the battle. I see his glory in the attack. I see his glory in the death. I see the glory of God. In the midst of this, I see the glory of God. The problem with people is because you lost your hunger and you lost your thirst. All you see is darkness. All you see is hopelessness. But David didn't see hopelessness. He said, no, it's in this desert. I'm seeing the glory. That's why the Bible says in Corinthians, this momentary affliction is producing in me a greater weight of the glory of God. I don't understand it. It's a momentary affliction, but it's producing something. It's producing something. It's producing the glory. It's producing the glory. It's producing the glory. It's producing the glory. I see the glory. What do you see, church? Do you see the glory of God? Or have you lost your hunger and your thirst for righteousness? He said, that's why I'm so thirsty for you, God. That's why I'm so hungry for you, God. Because we're all going to face arid places. We're all going to face hardships. Hello? You are not exempt. Just live a little while and life will beat you. Just live 10 years. Just live 20 years. Just live 10 years. And you'll see that life begins to throw its blows. Nobody can escape the persecution. Nobody can escape the hardships of life. Nobody is exempt from going through trials, battles, and afflictions. As a matter of fact, Jesus promised you and prophesied to you, in this life, you will face persecution, but rejoice, because I have overcome the earth and the world. David says, I see glory when you see darkness. I see the glory of God when it looks like death, when it looks hopeless. I see the glory of God. See, David was looking for God, not for what God could give him. See, most people look to God for what God could give them. But David did not look to God for what God could give him. David looked to God for who God was. Let me help you here. There are three kinds of people in the earth. Three kinds of people. Christians, three kinds of Christians. You will fall into one of these categories. Number one, there are the multitudes. Shout multitudes. Multitudes come for the fish. The multitude comes for the bread. The multitude comes for the handout. Give me my miracle. Give me my job. And the minute God gives you your job, we don't see you anymore serving God. That is a multitude. Give me my miracle. God heals you and we don't see you again. That is a multitude. The multitude comes for the bread, comes for the miracles. They just receive. But they lack revelation. And to these people, God spoke in parables. To the disciples, he spoke clearly. But to the multitude, he spoke in parables. And this is the kind of people that lack revelation. Revelation of honoring God. Revelation of being thirsty and hungry for God. There's a multitude. Shout multitudes. Tell your neighbor, don't be a multitude. And if you are, it's time to move up. Number two, it's the disciples. Shout disciples. That's a second kind of group of people. And the disciples, they're great guys. They want to be like Jesus. They want to be like him. They want to follow him. They want to serve him. Jesus just tells them what to do and they do it. These are the disciples. Disciples are good. Tell your neighbor it's time to be a disciple. But there's a third group. And the third group is not a disciple. The Bible calls it a friend. A friend of God. David was a friend of God. He wasn't a disciple that says, I want to be like Jesus. I want to serve like Jesus. I want to follow after Jesus. No, David was a friend of God. A friend of God is different. Because a friend of God is intimate with the Father. Intimate, in deep intimacy. Hear me, the friends of God are thirsty. The friends of God are hungry for a living God. The friends of God are not satisfied with a touch on Sunday. Or a fire on Wednesday. They gotta have God every morning. They say, God, I gotta have you. I wanna be your friend, God. They're thirsty for a living God. They're hungry for a living God. And you know, to the friends, what he does, he demonstrates the glory of God. It is to the friend that he demonstrates the glory. It is not to the disciple. It is only to those that are friends of God that he will demonstrate his glory. That's what David said. In the arid place, I see your glory. Because David was not a disciple. David was a friend of God. You'll find that in Mark chapter 9. Go home and read it. But in Mark chapter 9, we find an interesting story. There are 12 disciples. 9 of the 12 disciples are trying to cast out a demon. What are they doing? Casting out a demon from somebody. And they can't. While 3, shout 3. 3. Peter, James, and John. You know where they're at? They're not casting out demons. You know what they're doing? They're on the Mount of Transfiguration. They're in the glory of God. They're on the Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus transforms into the glory of God. It is there that Elijah and Moses are revealed to Peter, James, and John. While all the 9 are casting out demons, those are disciples. But 3 of them are friends of God. 3 of them are hungry for God. 3 of them are thirsty for God. 3 of them, and 1 of them dares to sit in the chest of Jesus and say, I want to hear your heartbeat. You will either be a multitude, or you will be a disciple, or you will be a friend of God. The friends of God see the glory of God in tribulation. The friends of God see the glory of God whenever everything looks dry. The friends of God understand that God is still in control.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.